this week. It comes from Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 17 through 31. Now, the subtitle is that Jesus is talking about the rich man. Hear God's word. As he was starting out on a trip, a man came running up to Jesus, knelt down and asked, "Good teacher, what should I do to get eternal life?" Red letter edition, Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? Only God is truly good. But as far as your question, you know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not testify falsely, do not cheat, honor your father and mother." "Teacher," the man replied, "I've obeyed all these commandments since I was a child." Jesus felt a genuine love for this man as he looked at him. In red letter edition said, "You lack only one thing," he told them. "Go and sell all you have and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." Well, at this, the man's face fell, and he went sadly away because he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to the disciples, red letter edition, "How hard is it for rich people to get into the kingdom of God?" This amazed them, but then Jesus said it again. "Dear children, it is very hard to get into the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were astounded. "Then who in the world can be saved?" they asked. And Jesus looked at them intently and said, red letter edition, "Humanly speaking, it's impossible, but not with God. Everything is possible with God." Then Peter began to mention all that he had and the other disciples had left behind. "We're giving up everything to follow you," he said. And then Jesus replied, red letter edition, "I assure you that everyone who has given up house and brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or property for my sake and for the good news will receive now in return 100 times over houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and property with precautions. And in the world to come, they will all have eternal life. But many who seem to be important now will be the least important then, and then those who are considered least here will be given the greatest." Well, Jesus is talking about possessions. This is a remarkable confrontation that he had with the disciples and the ancient equivalent of an upwardly and mobile young and urban professional. Jesus is not demanding that all of his followers take a vow of poverty. Rather, Jesus challenges this particular young man to move beyond defining his own spiritual life as adherence to the law. So by calling him to sell all his possessions and give the proceeds to the poor, Jesus is facing the truth about what he worships. And Jesus accurately discerned that the young man's possession had come to own him. Wow, that happens a lot, doesn't it? When you think about it, I know in my own personal life, our possessions come to own us. Well, God will challenge us regarding anything we value more than our relationship with the Lord.